by this. Omar Rav, Rav says, Benochrius Horoya. That's what the Mishnah says, if you lent your clothing first to a Goya, and then you take it back and wear it, and you find the dam, you can tell it came from her. Only if the Nochrius, the Goya, is old enough that she could see, and she saw, you know for sure she saw dam already once. The Rashi says, Shigdoli, she's older. The Yaitimborn, you know, the Kvaros, you know that she saw already once. So no, she saw already once, now you can tell where this castle came from her. Masad Mimai, what's the proof? Because the Mishnah says, do me the Nida. It says, you're telling the Nochri, you're just like a Nida. So Ma Nida, just like the Nida, the Kechazia, she saw the Nida, she became Tomah, she saw Dam. Is Af Nochri, so the Kechazia, Nochri, also she saw Dam, therefore she's Tomah. And therefore you have right to be told in her, and said the dam came from her, not from you. Other Rosh says no. Ki noyim v'shochav Avram alo shmaita. When Rav said this aloch, he was like dreaming, he was like dozing off. Notice he was wrong, it's not true. Why? The Tanya would learn like this. Toyla b'nochris. That again, the same similar case, that first you lent your dress to a goya, she wore it, and then the Jew wore it, and you found the testimony, you could be told yet that it came from the nochria, and therefore the Jew is torn. Rabbi Meir, when Rameyah says, Benochri is Saruya Lirois. Rameyah says, you can be told in the Goya, as long as she is old enough that she could see, but not that she had to see. So, Poshid was a Tanakam hold, even though she's not even that old, even though she's less than that age, still you could be told in it. In Seldom Mazes, even Rameyah is Momachim here. Lekram, he doesn't say, Ela Beruya Lirois. Just that Goya has to be old enough that she's fit to see Dam. But neither of them hold that you have to be told young in the Isha that really saw down already. So it's not like Rav's, therefore Rav is wrong. That's what Rosh Hashanah said. On the road, Rav says back, no, the Rav is right. For Tisbur, is it true what you want to say that your Meir is the Chum, Meir is the Machim over here? No, it's not true. Rabbi Meir is Lakula, Meir is the one that's being Mekul over here, Meir is Lakula. The Tani will learn like this. Eina Toila Benochris. The Tanakhama says, you're not totally in a Goya. Poshim means, if she did not see it, you can't be totally in her. Rameyah says, no, you could be totally in her. Means that even though she didn't see it, as long as she's old enough that she could see, it's enough. But according to the Tanakhama holds, no, even though she's old enough, if she did not see damage, you can't be totally in her. So that's like Rav says, like that's the Tanakhama, that you can only be totally if you lent your beggar to a Goya, if she already saw damage. So if she did not see damage, you can't be told in her. So it's like Rav. So Moses says, still, we saw the Elakashach, it's still the first Rasha, the first price of the earth, Mashman Remeya, is Taka, the Machmat, and the Kamer is more Mekel. Moses says, no, Tir Sochi, Lerm Shan, the first price like this. Fihi Shoroya, the Tanakhama says, when could you be told your dress? In the Goya you lent it to yesterday, only if she already saw Dam once, that Goya. Then you could say the spot of Dam now came from her. But if she did not see yet, you can't be told her, like Rav says, that's the Tanakhama. Rameyah's Mekon says, no, Beruya Lirois, no, as long as she's old enough that she could see, Viatha Pisha anyway, even though she didn't see yet, still you could be told even her. So that's the Mafeka Tanakhama and Rameyah. The Sokoponim is good Rav, that Rav is well the Chumra, and Paschal's about the Tanakhama, that he could only be told in the Goya if she already saw Dam. But if she did not see Dam yet, you can't be told even her. Tan Rabban, we're going to the price like this. Toila bishomeris yom keneged yom. Similar case where you had your dress, Rachel had a dress, and she lent it to her friend Leah, and Leah wore it, and then after she got finished wearing it, she gave it back to Rachel. Then Rachel wore it for the next day, and then Rachel found a custom on it, so we don't know who it come from Rachel or from Leah. So let's say when Leah wore it yesterday, she was a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom B'Sheni Shalor. Means she was joined her 11 days between Nidus and Nidus, and she saw 2 days ago, Dam, and then Shalokhra the next day, she has to be a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom, she has to wait 1 day to make sure she doesn't see again. So the second day, that's when she borrowed your dress. And then she gave it back to you and she wore it the next day. So you have the right to be told and say yes that this dam came from that Isha that wore from Leah that wore it yesterday, since she was a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom. Or else of a Seferis Shiva, an Isha that was a Zava, and even though she already counted Zainikiyam, but she like told her she didn't go to the mikveh yet. That also if she wore the dress and then she gave it to you, and now you find a kesem on it, you're tor, you have a right to say came from her. Lefikach, therefore, the locher is he misukenis, the last, the owner of the dress now that's wearing it now, she's tall, but the chaver to mikukelis, the first one that wore it, we say she was the one that had this kesem, and therefore she got ruined because of it. She's mikukelis. Different Rav Shimon Gamliel. These are words of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rashi explains, Visheni Shalon, a second day, Emishilta Lishmeris Yoim. If you lend it to the Shmeris Yoim, Visheni Shalon on a second day, so told her you've read to say the dam came from her, even though she didn't see dam today, but since she saw dam yesterday, and therefore since she's Tomei, therefore we say the dam came from her. And even though she counted 7 days as Einikiyim, but since she didn't go to the mikveh, she's still Tomei, we have right to be totally in her. Those are the words of Shem Gamliel. Since that Ish is Tomei, and this one is Tor, so we're totally in her better. Rabbi says no. Ainu Tola, no, you can't be telling the other one. Ainu Tola, Rabbi says. Rashi says, Ho Mechukalis Lokos, by saying the first one saw, you're ruining it for her. Because she's a Shemeris Yem Keneged Yoim, and now you're making her tell me another day? Or else here she counted Zayin Akim, you're making her besides starting over again. So you're being Mechukal her, so if Rabbi says you're not telling in her, and Lefika, therefore we tackle, do not know from which Isha the Kesem came from, and therefore we have to say, Shtei Mechukalis, both of them are Tomei, both are Mechukal. The first one and the second one, so both have to go to Chumra. That's Rabbi Svaro. But Rishov and both Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel both agree, Shetayla b'shmeres yerim k'neged yerim b'rishin shalom, that let's say the first Isha saw dam that day, and then she wore the beggar the rest of the day, and then she gave it back to you when you wore it the next day, then here, even Rebbe would agree the second one is Torah. You have right to say the first one saw, because she saw that day anyway. Like you're not being mekalkuler at all, anything more, because she's Tomei anyway that day. So by saying she saw the kesem, you're not ruining her at all, if even Rebbe would agree, you tell them the first one. Or else, over Yosheves Adam Tor, let's say the first lady gave birth, and she's joined the days now, even she sees Dam as Dam Tor. So again, if we say it was her kesem, we're not ruining her. She's Tor anyway. So then we're totally, this kesem came from her, and the second one is also Tor. Or else the Bipsula, let's say Nisha just got married, and she broke her Bipsulim, so Locher is the first 4 nights, she's mutter to live with her husband. And any Dam she sees, we say it's Dam Bipsulim. It's Dam Maka, it's not Dam Nidus. So therefore, Shademir Torim. So that Isha borrowed your dress, and then the second Isha puts it on again, so we'll tell you that Dam came from the first one, which is Dam Tor, and therefore both of them remain Tor. Yeah, here they both agree. Now the Gemara explains. The Fikot of Shimon Gamliel, in his first case that he said, you told him the Shmeres Yoim and the Shmeres Yoim, was yet to speak out the Fikot of Churub Shita, that the first one is Mekuka, the second one is Torah, Lamali. So when it says, Mishum the Rebbe and Echnami, he only says it because that's why Rebbe also said Lashon Lefikot. Therefore he says Lefikot. But it's so very good. Lefikot to Rebbe Lamali, what do I need Rebbe's Lefikot for? So when it says yes, because the mother time I would have thought to say, it's a big swear to say, Hidishtakach Kesem. Rebbe says we don't know which one it came from. So we have to say they're both Tomei. So I would have thought to say, no, true, you're not told it in the first one, but maybe it's a swear to be told it in the second one. I would have thought maybe Hidishtakach Kesem Gabor, the one you found to have a Kesem, Tiskalkul, she's the one to be Tomei. But Edoch, the first one, we didn't find it by her, late Tiskalkul, she's not ruined for the first one at all. It's Kamashman, that's the Chiddush Nodar, according to Rebbe, since we do not know from which one, the first or second one, the Kesem came from, but Asaf, we have to say it came from both. They're both in the Safa, they're both Tamei, and both of them are Makukal. Omer of Chizdom, Chizdom says like this, Omer of Chizdom, what's going to be Tamei v'Tor, Shehochu v'Shnei Shvilim? A person that's Tamei and a person that's Tor, both of them walk down two different roads. Echa Tor v'Echa Tamei. One road had a mace there, was told me, one road had a Tor. So you want to know, do we have a right to say the person that's Tor, Ms. Tomei, he walked down the Tordic road, he's still Tor, and the other one is still Tomei. So he said, this comes to Machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rebbe, we're not Tolli, and according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we'll be Tolli, Lohokil, to said the Tor went down the Tordic road. Maskiv lo Ravada, Ravada says back, no, who said so? Until now, look, come a Rebbe. When does Rebbe say both are Tomei? He also middle the Tavayu, Kedo, the Ninu. They're both the same status. Like, we have no reason to say one more than the other. And if we'd say one, you're ruining it for the other one. Like, which one should be ruined more? But Hoch over here, there's a big reason to say, like, my nafka, let me know. Like, what's the difference? The
that is, when does Rebbe say we're not totally dafka over there? Because my nafka, because over there, the tavaya kador de ninu. Like, both of them will have to lose. If they become tummy, both of them lose. The first one and the second one, they both have to lose. Therefore, their Rebbe says that we don't know which one to be told, they're both tummy. But Hoche, my nafka, me know. What's the difference over there? My nafka, let me know. Like, the one that's tummy is tummy anyway, and the one that's Torah should remain Torah. So even Rebbe would agree, we have right to say that Torah take a person went down the Torah take a road. Whoever Rav Chizda holds now, Saif, Iyu, Tfila, Boy, there's enough community before also, that before the Eba Rebbe, the person, even though she's a Shemaris, even though she can't design a kim, but she still needs Tfila. So Mai says she's still Tomei. Even though she's Tomei, and still Rebbe says, we're not totally in her more than the other one. See, also, even though one is tummy, one is tar, according to Rebbe, we would not be totally one more than the other. So according to Rebbe, it could be we would not know what would be, both of them would be suffering tummy. If we would learn like this, Om Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Chanina, tummy v'tar, a person that's tummy, a person that's tar, a fiddle even tar v'tar, a person that's tar, and a person that's totally suffering whether he's tummy. Shaucho v'shnei shvil, they went out two roads. Echo tummy v'echo tar, one road was tar, one road was tummy. Torah, Tomei, but Tomei, I've read to say the one that's Tomei went there, the Toledika person, the Toledika person went down the Toledika road, the one that's a Suffolk, but the Vitor, the one that's a Torah, went down the Toledika road, they were going to everybody. So, of course, here the Toledika, the one that ones have nothing to lose, he's Tomei anyway, but the one that's Torah, he has the right to say he still remains Torah. Boy, man, Rabbi Yochanan, remember this, how it is, Boy, man, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Ba'al Yivoi, Ma'al Litlas Kesem B'Kesem. Let's say this Isha lent her beggar to another lady that has Tomei because of a Kesem. And then after she used it, you used it again, and then she found the Kesem on her beggar. So could you be telling now that this Dam came from the other one, even though she wasn't Vata Tomei with the Raisa, she only had a Tumas Kesem on him. So I'll leave with the Rabbi Lerti Boiloch. Hashtem Ahosam, the Kochaz, the Megubin, over there she saw Megu for the Dam. Or might the story say, Natalia Natolo, Hocha de Miyal Makos, yes, only a Kesem, we're not sure Dam came from her altogether. Look, Hoshchen, for sure you can't be told this Dam came from her, but both you have a suffered Tumas Kesem on you. Kiti Bolach, where's Mashal Alibad of Shem Gamliel? Hosam was the Kochaz over there with Isha Vade saw Dam Megufa, Talia, therefore he says she saw one, she saw a second time. And this Kesem came from her, and the second lady is Tor. But also, be it that the first lady, the Miyalma, cause the Midi writes, we don't know for sure she's Tomei. We have right to say the Kesem came Miyalma. Leitalia, we do not say that only the second one is Tomei, not the first one. Why, Dilma, maybe no listeners, so there's no difference. Omalai answers back, and the Nin is, ain't totally, we're not totally. My time, what's the reason of fee, Shane totally, and that's it, we're not totally. But since the first one was only about of Kesem, we do not know for sure if she even saw Dam. We do not know for sure if Dam came from much. She's only telling me the Rabbanan. Therefore, the second dress that she wears, both of them are Sufik. Which one saw this Dam? Therefore, they're both telling me in a Sufik. Basically, I have a question. It says, they ain't told them Kesem Kesem. We're not telling Kesem Kesem. But in Shiloh Chalukul Noch, if you lend your dress to a Goya, only your Shevas, or your Nisha, your Shevas like Kesem, have a razor to her, but then you could be totally no. So who are good for cash is still alone. Ratio mat, they ain't totally not totally in the Kesem. Sefer mat, they're telling you what totally. Rest of all the cash in the steer, tell you how Rebbe or Shimon Gamliel. One goes according to Rebbe that we're not totally, one goes according to Shimon Gamliel that we are totally. He could the army some say, oh, but because it goes according to Rebbe. Or Berisha and Shiloh, or Vishen and Shiloh. One's Berisha in the first day she saw, then she's Vadi Tama that day, then everybody else would totally in her. Or else the Shen and Shiloh, then we're not totally. I'll tell you.